Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zara, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezeichar Finder Zivug Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Daled tells us Shal Proiklos Ben Ploisfus is Rama Gamliel. This fellow, who was an idol worshiper in Avodah Zara, he asked Rama Gamliel Be'akai when he was in Akai, Shahai Roichetz Merchas Shal Afroditi. He was bathing in the bathhouse of Afroditi. Now Amr Loi, this Avodah Zara asked Rama Gamliel, Kazi B'Tairaschem, it's written in your Torah, V'loyid Bakbiyadchem U'man Acherem, then nothing from that which is banned is allowed to stick to your hand. You're not allowed to benefit from Avodah Zara at all. And so Afroditi, why are you bathing in the bathhouse of Afroditi? There was an idol place in this bathhouse. You're not allowed to benefit from it, Rama Gamliel. So Amr Lehi, he told him, in Mishav Merchatz, first of all, I'm not allowed to respond in a bathhouse. This is Divrei Torah, so I can't respond to you. Uchshiyatzo, when he left, Amr Lehi, Rama Gamliel told him, Ani Lehi Basi Bigvula, he Bas Bigvuli. I didn't come into its border, it came into my border. The bathhouse was built for everyone. This is for the public to use, and nothing to do with the idol. Then they put the idol in there afterwards. That doesn't aser the bathhouse. And furthermore, Ein Oimrim, people don't say that Nasa Merchatz L'Afroditi Noi, that the bathhouse is a beautification for Afroditi. Ela Oimrim, people say Nasa Afroditi Noi L'Merchatz, that Afroditi is a beautification for the bathhouse. In other words, something's usher because it has to do with Avodah Zarah if it is beautifying the Avodah Zarah. But here, the bathhouse doesn't beautify anything. It's just a bathhouse where you clean yourself. It's the other way around. It's the Afroditi, which is, so to speak, beautifying the bathhouse, and that doesn't usher the Merchatz. And also, Davarach, another thing, Im Nois El Chamam and Harbe, if somebody gave you a lot of money, Mr. Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't walk into your Avodah Zarah unclothed or as a balkari or urinating in front of it. And this Avodah Zarah, Afroditi, it's right by the biv. In modern day Hebrew, biyuv means sewage. And so this is right in front of the sewage pipe and everyone urinates in front of it. So that's another reason you're not able to say that this is considered Avodah Zarah, because it's definitely not the proper way to treat your idol. And the rule is, loy nemar ella elehayim, when it says in the pasuk elehayim, namely psile elehayim tisfrum ba'esh, you should burn their psilim, their idols, in fire. What do we learn from here? Is Ela Shinoig by Mishum Alaya. That's only if it's treated as a god. It's treated with chashivos and importance. Then, Aser, it's Aser. But that's Shaini Noig by Mishum Alaya, Mutter. If it's not treated as a god with importance, so then it's Mutter and there's no issue. That's why there's no problem with this bathhouse. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Hagayim Ha'ivdim Esaharim Vesagvayis. If non Jews worship mountains and hills, Hain Mutarin, the mountain itself is permitted. You're allowed to take rocks from it. You're allowed to plow and plant in it. No problem. Umashalayim Asurin, it's only that which is on it, which is Asur. Where do we get this from? Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Loi sachmed kesef v'zav aleihem v'lokachto. Don't desire the silver and gold that's on them and take it. And we learn from here that something that's mechobar l'karka, something connected to the ground, that can't become Asur because of Avodah Zarah. It's only something which is on it, which is on something that's mechobar l'karka, such as gold and silver or something else, that would be Asur because of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosei Glili, he explains slightly differently. Let's quote the pasuk that he's referring to. The pasuk tells us, Abei ta'abdun is kolam kaimas asher avdu shal magayim asher atem yershim isom. You should totally destroy all the places that the Goyim served, Esolaihayim, their gods, Alaharim, Aram, Valgvois, on the high mountains and the hills. And what do we learn from this pasuk? Says Rabbi Yosei Glili, Elohayim, Al Haharim, V'loi Haharim, Elohayim. Their gods are on the mountains, but the mountain itself is not their god. And also, Elohayim, Al Hagvois, their gods are on the hills, V'loi Hagvois, Elohayim. Hills are not their god. And so it's a different drasha telling us why the mountain itself is not Asur. So the question is, Ubnei Ma'asherah Asura, why is it in Asherah, which is a tree that was served as a Zara? Why is that Asur? It's Mechobar L'Karka, it's connected to the ground. It's no different than a mountain or a hill, so why is it Asur? And that's because Bnei Sheyesh Ba Tfisa Zidei Adam, that's because a person has to do with it. V'chol Sheyesh Ba Tfisa Zidei Adam Asur, anything that a person had to do with, that's Asur. Namely, a person plants this tree, he has what to do with it. That's Tfisa Zidei Adam, so therefore it's Asur. And then after communion between Rabbi Yosei Glili and the Tanakama, is according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, if a person planted a tree for no particular reason, and then he decided to serve it after it was planted, since it has Tfisa Zidei Adam, it would be Asur because of an Asherah. However, according to the Tanakhama, would not be Asur because he didn't plant it l'shem Avodah Zarah, and now it's already considered Mechobar L'Karka, so there's no problem with it. It's only if he planted it with the intention that it's supposed to be Avodah Zarah, then it would be Asur according to the Tanakhama. Now Rabbi Kiva comes along with a totally different drasha of this pasuk that Rabbi Yosei Glili quoted. Ani Oivin, I'm going to explain v'adon l'fonecha and discuss in front of you that this is really what the pasuk is telling us. Kol makom shata moitzei har gavaya, anytime you see a tall mountain, v'giva nisa, or an elevated hill, v'eitz ranon, or a leafy tree, that's another thing that the pasuk mentions, dash Avodah Zarah, you should know that's where an Avodah Zarah is. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, all the pasuk is telling us is that when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you see mountains, hills, and trees, that's where you should be looking for Avodah Zarah, because that's most probably where they put their Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk is not telling us anything about Avodah Zarah being Mechobar L'Karka, not Mechobar L'Karka. We're going to stop for a day and pick it tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.